Hey everyone, this is Kerry with Project Nerd coming to you from the 8th annual Front Range Film Festival here in one of my favorite new areas, Longmont, Colorado. And if I say it right, she's going to tell me and she's going to give me that hoodie. I've got Hypnus with For the Goblins. Yes. Did I get the name right?
Yes.
Get the hoodie. Get the hoodie. And the movie For the Goblins. Yes. So tell us a little bit about this film. You were talking a little bit off camera and I'm already intrigued. But tell us a little bit about what movie you created, and I think this kind of like fantasy arena that it's involving. Mm-hmm.
So basically the movie is about an undergraduate student who is kidnapped by a group of goblins on his way back home. And he was brought into the goblin forest, which is like the place where all the goblins live for thousands of years. But unfortunately, when humans start to destroy the environment, like their living is in danger. So the goblins are thinking, oh, maybe we need to find food and we need to trade with the human beings. So they kidnap the human being into their forest and ask the human being to teach them how to act as human beings in order to learn how to trade with human beings.
I think it's an interesting concept, right? Like, you know, from a standpoint of an audience member, I'm already intrigued. You got two of my favorite things, right? You got goblins and you got humans trying to teach other people what to do, right? Yeah. What kind of, how did this story come to be? How did you create this story?
So the very beginning inspiration was from, I used to have those headphones, which has a cat ear.
Okay.
So one day I was at home and like I saw my shadow on the wall. I was like, what is that? That's like something, some animal living in my house with me. And then I just like pop up with the idea, oh, maybe some of us are actually goblins or like other creatures disguised as human beings, which live in the same society with us.
Right.
We just never noticed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, like pretty funny, though. I just came up with the film.
Yeah. So that's really the culmination, right? It's just the shadow of what you looked like with these headphones on. And it sparked not only this film, but future film releases, as you've been talking about off camera. Just be aware, this is now going to be trilogies. This is going to spawn into commercial reproductions of goblins, right?
Yes.
So talk us through some of the visual elements. I think, you know, like you said, like I can now picture the goblins having like cat ears. Tell me about the goblins. Like are they like shadows or are they, do you actually see the goblin in the film itself?
So we actually see the goblins. They're not shadows. They're like shorter than human beings, and they're all green covered, and their ears are like pretty long. Also, they have like out of dated clothes compared to human beings, and they, since they live in the forest, they have paintings and on their faces for them to like recognize who is the different goblins.
Oh, so even in their own society, yeah. There's different goblins.
Yeah.
Are they different names? Or like how do you differentiate between Goblin 1 and Goblin 2? Or have you got that far yet?
There's definitely different names of the goblins. Like we all have different names as a human being.
Yeah. Right.
So for the goblins, so the setting is when a goblin was born, he or her, the goblin has no gender.
Okay.
And once they grow up into a certain age, they have to choose like either they want to be a female goblin or a male goblin. And in the film, the main goblin characters is a very young goblin. So the shirt of that goblin is like, it has strips of pink and the blue, which is like the color of both male and female.
Right, because is it still young enough where it hasn't decided yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's genderless goblin. And when they grow up, they will like change their shirt into a certain color, which indicates their gender. And their name was like named as a whole backstory over there.
We have plenty of time, dude. Give us the whole backstory.
Which will be revealed in the feature film if ever happens.
In volume 2 or the second of the three.
Yeah. But just so in this film, the two main goblins we are going to encounter, one is called Alves, who is the goblin patriarch. Yeah, he's the one.
That way, you've got a class-based system.
Yes.
You've got a gender binary, like a completely gender rules are put out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the goblins.
Mm-hmm. So they are actually way more civilized.
I was going to, okay, yeah, so you just took that response, right? Why are they, I'm invested. Mm-hmm. Why the idea then of bringing a human in to this society and this culture? What was the... we're talking theoretical and everything, but you created this story. Why do you think that these goblins wanted to bring in the human?
So the main problem with the goblins right now is like their lack of food, and their living environment has been destroyed by human beings. And the like the surprising part is the goblins want a human being to teach them how to act as human beings.
Okay.
Like honestly, in society, most of us don't even know how to act as a human being correctly.
Right.
So yeah, that's like start here.
I'm already seeing like how this story is going to evolve, where the human learns from the goblin.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a love story at some point when the goblin decides that it's now female. Okay, I'm just mm-hmm. telling you. Not we'll like pause this and we'll like you know feel when version two comes out and it's the storyline. I can say I was right. You don't have to pay me.
Okay? Okay.
But tell us a little bit about what's your goal. I mean, obviously you created this amazing concept and it's going to continue to evolve. What was the goal going into making you know For the Goblins? What was the outcome? And what were some of the things that you achieved throughout making this film?
The main goal is to claim people's responsibility towards the earth, the wildlife, and all the animals. Like, I use like goblins as the main part of an animal like, representative in the film because I don't want to point in, on any like animals we met in daily lives. So like people would think, oh, that's an animal who's in danger. We need to take off that, but, like, just ignore all the other animals
right.
who also need to be. Yeah.
So there is an underlining message then, right? Mm-hmm. And so clarify that. You know, you talk about, you know, goblins, the idea here. What are you wanting people when they watch this? What do you want them to take away? Because there is that underlining message. What do you want them to do after they watch this film? What's the end goal there? Besides money, obviously. We all want money, right? What do you want to take away and then put into action as they continue on?
Mm-hmm. So the movie is actually a happy ending in this version, but originally I had thought like maybe it's a bad ending because like from what I can see right now in society, it's hardly ever gonna go to the happy ending.
Right.
Yeah, I actually wish. Though I want people to, so in the very beginning, I want people to feel really bad after watching this movie, even though it's a comedy. Cause like in because of the human being the undergraduate who is not taking care of the goblin almost dead.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. So later on I thought maybe like let's leave some hope. So after people watch these films, they are gonna feel, oh, there's still something we can do, though we can save this world, it's not too late yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, why not the bad ending? Why do we have to have the happy ending?
Yeah, that's like the point. I feel like if you have a bad ending, maybe people are just gonna give up. So, oh, we already fucked the earth up, so let's just keep doing it.
That's what it is. Like that's what this is what I feel. And correct mm-hmm. me, right? Like, you know, we watch films, we watch these fantasies because we want to live outside of our current environment,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of people think this way or that way, but when you watch this piece of entertainment, you're like, oh, I want to be happy at the end. It's okay. We could be sad.
Yeah.
Maybe whatever we want, right?
Because
mm-hmm. eventually on volume two, they get together and then they become happy and they have little goblins. I want now the hybrid. I want the goblin-human hybrid, though. Is that part of the works?
It will be.
See? I knew it. I called it. All right. So I'm really excited. I can't wait to go and take a further look at this. But tell our audience, where can they get, not only look at it, but support the film? Mm-hmm. Do you have a website or anything that they can go to and look at it?
Yeah, actually the website is still in construction. So we have our Instagram, which is For the Goblin. Just look it up and you can follow us. We are gonna update all of our like news and information. And feel free to DM us if you want any of our posters or like recycling bags.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want volume two and I want volume three. So, but I'm old, so I don't have Instagram. So I'll figure out somebody else younger that can get me some of the details.
I mean, if you're not old enough, you don't use email, you can still email us through contact@thegoblins.com.
There we go. Capturing both audiences. You're a businesswoman at heart. So excellent. So we got the website. Anything else we need to make sure our audience takes a look at as we continue? Are there future plans for anything outside of this? Do you have other films or other things in production, or are you focusing solely on For the Goblins?
Actually, first off, I just I'm not necessarily this new woman, so I consider like genderless. Yeah.
I appreciate the correction. We're gonna edit that out so I don't look like a horrible person.
Toasty!
So I'm also working on a project right now. I'm in the pre-production. We're about to shoot it in late May. It's about a kid who is leaving the hospital and he has like bad disease with him, and he is not fighting because he has asthmophobia, which is like the phobia of needles.
Okay.
So he, yeah, of course you can see like the kid in the hospital is not taking, like it's not in a very good condition, and we're gonna see how he can maybe find a way out from the hospital so he can escape from all the treatment, or he can conquer, like he's gonna fight through his life and conquer his fear.
Do you have a title for that one yet, or is it still, what's the title?
It's called Sacred Path.
Sacred Cat?
Sacred Path. Path like a way.
Sacred Path.
Yes.
They said Secret Pass there. I'm like, that's even cooler. Sacred Pass. Mm-hmm. So we got For the Goblins, Sacred Pass coming out. Both amazing storylines. You can already see how they're going to evolve into more than just one little short. So I appreciate you bringing it. For all of us here, make sure you do all the housekeeping. Take a look at, I mean, come on. Both these things look awesome. But until next time, this is Carrie coming to you from the 8th Annual Front Range Film Festival here in Longmont, Colorado. Stay tuned for more content. Okay.